There might have been tears in the eyes of the Shah as he left Iran for what could be the last time. But there was nothing but sheer delight on the faces of the demonstrators who took to the streets of the capital in their thousands to celebrate the departure of the man they have hated for so long. It must be remembered that the hurricane of noise that fills Tehran this afternoon is not just for the departure of the Shah, but for the expected arrival here of the exiled religious leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini. And the question now is whether people will follow him, as seems most likely, or whether they will follow the new government of Dr. Bakhtir. And it is there that the seeds of the new conflict in Iran will be sown. Martin Lewis, News at 10, in Tehran. I'm going to go to the hospital.